There comes a time in life when maintaining silence is but a betrayal of one's own spiritual core of being. Such a time has come, and I must declare from the expansion of my heart and over the limited sphere of my mind that I am a conscientious objector opposed to any and all wars. The power and command of my faith dictates that I work diligently and completely to stop war. To this end, do I dedicate the efforts of my life. I do not hold that the absence of participation in war is itself a peace. Through the power of the people, peace is an active force that can and must spread to all nations, including our own. Our nation suffers from a deep malady in its consciousness that leads it down the path of continual violence and strife. I seek not only to stop this impending war in the Persian Gulf, but to also treat our own profound sickness. War is but a symptom of a greater concern. I prescribe the treatment of a radical revolution within our nation from that of a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented community. We must learn to love and respect all people for the sake of the divinity and basic goodness that dwells within them. When we deny people the right to exist and to self-determination, we are assuring our own self-destruction. In order to save my nation and in order not to betray my own soul, I take this open stance of opposition to all wars.
The administration of Ronald Reagan began an attack on welfare, on aid to single mothers, on food stamps, on health care for the poor. That attack would culminate during the Clinton administration with the ending of federal guarantees to families with dependent children. In the early Reagan years, a mother wrote to a local newspaper responding to the claim that government was not needed, that private enterprise, the so-called free market, would take care of poverty.